As the sun comes up over this beautiful golf course, and there's a bit of a haze out there that will burn away with the sun, what will never burn away is the great feeling the Spartans of MSU are giving us this football season. And to talk all about it, Mr. Steve Courtney with the coach, and maybe a little Sean Belegian sprinkled in as well. Good morning, Stevie.
Good morning, Dub. Hello again, my friends. Yes, another successful business trip, this time to Piscataway, New Jersey, where the Spartans able to post that 31-13 win over the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers. With that victory, the Spartans now number 10 in the Associated Press poll, number 9 in the coaches. And I got to tell you, it was a game of big plays, to say the least. Let's talk about it. Coach, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Steve. How are you?
Everything is well, sir. You know what? Before we get to the big plays, because there's a bunch of them to talk about here, Coach, we've had our conversations about this Spartan team being ready for the sudden change. That came into play on the road. Our first series, able to move the ball relatively well. There was a fake field goal that did not pan out. Noah Vedral, the fine quarterback of the Scarlet Knights, leads that ball into the end zone. Boom. 7-0, we're down. But this team has the ability, Coach, with their resolve, to never let the moment get too big, just went to work. Ensuing possession, the first of three touchdown throws to Mr. Jalen Naylor at 7-7, never looked back, really.
Yeah, no, our guys understand momentum swings in the game. You know, we always ask ourselves what's important right now. And what's most important is what we do next. And so, you know, you go out there and you execute, you trust in the process, you know, believe in your teammates, you know, go out there and do your job to the best of your ability, and that's how you have success. And so, we know it's just a long four-quarter, 60-minute game, and, you know, if we, you know, take care of our business, we'll be able to score points, we'll be able to stop people, and we'll be able to control field position on special teams.
Jalen Naylor had a ball game for sure. We already mentioned one of the three touchdown receptions. He would have two more, another 63-yarder, a 65-yarder off a flea flicker there, Coach. And it was an interesting late in the ball game. There was a shot on the tube of Mr. Naylor, Reed, and Trey Mosley, three really, really good wide receivers. And the reason I say it was so interesting is because you immediately got the impression that all three of these guys are rooting for each other, and that pretty much spreads across the Spartan team, does it not?
Yeah, it does. It's a very unselfish football team. They care about each other. They play for each other. They're happy for each other when they do well. You don't see any resentment, any jealousy, or why am I not getting any ball? Or, you know, they're genuinely happy for their teammates when they do well. They know that, you know, it's all about the team. And when one guy does well, you know, we all do well, and that's really just the culture of our entire organization.
Now another big play, obviously, and it was huge when you take a look at the situation. Go to the third quarter. It's only 8-point differential here, one possession game. The first two possessions, Coach, of the second half didn't really go anywhere. Our Spartans needed a spark. I've always said, if you need a spark, there's nothing like a 94-yard touchdown run, which K-9 Kenneth Walker III came through with. Absolutely huge on the road in that moment.
Yeah, that was a big play. And, you know, with the past couple of possessions, we had been playing, you know, backed up on our own end of the field. And you know, the offensive line did a really nice job, and tight ends and receivers. And, you know, Ken obviously, you know, hit the hole. And you know, he was out the gate, made a couple of people miss. And you know, that was a huge momentum swing in the game, just kind of really, you know, turn the tide, and we were able to close it out from there.
Defensively, there was another show there, going in, 18 sacks on the year. We've had our conversations about that. Four more in that ball game, Coach, against the Scarlet Knights. Simeon Barrow had a game. He had a couple of sacks himself, forced a fumble, which Jacob Slade was more than happy to pounce on, and he kind of put on the afterburners a little bit, didn't he?
Yeah, he showed some good initial bursts and acceleration there, and I thought he was going to score, the big guy. But, our defense really rose up and played well. I believe we pitched a shutout in the second half, really started the second half really fast, and we played a lot of guys. You know, guys, it was a physical game. We were able to do well against the run game, eliminated, the real explosives that had hurt us, a week ago, the past couple of weeks, and, just really settled down and played really good football. I would say throughout most of the game, but it was the midway through the second quarter all the way to the end of the fourth, our defense was playing at a high level.
That fumble recovery, by the way, by Mr. Slade, sets up an appointment with Destiny for Matt Coughlin. He missed a field goal late in the first half. His appointment with Destiny, Coach, would come in the fourth quarter with that 35-yard field goal, number 72 in his illustrious career. He is the most pronounced place kicker in Michigan State football history. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You talk about 125 years of football here at Michigan State, and anytime you can set an all-time record like that, I mean, that's special. And he received the game ball in the locker room after the game, and you could tell his teammates were so excited for him. He's just a very special young man and a very good player for us.
I also want to point out Cal Halliday had to sit out the first half because of the questionable targeting call against the Hilltoppers. And I'll just point out, Coach, the Scarlet Knights scoreless in the second half when Cal Halliday returned. Coincidence? I think not.
Yeah, the body man was back, and he was ready to go. I was really proud of our linebacker unit. You know, we played quite a few guys, and everyone that went in was ready to play. When Cal went in, you know, he had paid attention to the adjustments in the first half. He was able to step in and be very productive for us. He made a lot of plays. And so it's good to have, multiple guys in that linebacker position that can go in there and play winning football for you.
All right, keep chopping, Coach. Up next, a trip to Bloomington, Indiana to face the 2-3 Hoosiers. We'll talk about that with you come Friday. Appreciate your time, Coach. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Go green.
Go white,
sir. Go white. Coach Mel Tucker with Steve Courtney.